I really don't know how to start tonight because there's nothing really new to say. Everything that's had to be said has been said a million times. About 2,000 years ago, the word was being passed through someone called Jesus. And he led the blind to see, deaf to hear, and he left a message. The message was that Christ was in every one of us, and every one of us was Christ. And whatever he saw, you could see. Whatever he could feel, you could feel. And the message was so strong that people left their works. And he taught them life. He didn't teach them religion as we know religion. He simply taught them the facts of life. He told them how life, the deep secrets of life, the one inside us all, where the source of all things come from, he was teaching them how to get back there. So he was telling them their daily lives, where they were going wrong, and how to fix it. And it's called awareness of yourself. But because Jesus was so deep and beyond mind, it came out in parables. Nobody could understand them. But even though they couldn't understand, the ones that were listening were being healed, and they were becoming happier and happier. Somewhere along the line, we've missed a message. We're split up into religions. We had the Buddhist religion. We have the Sikhs, Catholics, Protestants, Jews. Instead of all realizing that it's just one religion, it's the one that's inside of us all. And it's called God. And God is the energy of all things. He is the past, the present, and the future. And all this inner knowledge is inside of us all. But to search for it, we have a mind. And the mind baffles us because it's playing its rightful part. It's playing the game of life. We have a mind attached to an ego, an image of self-importance. So we go through life as an image of self-importance, when in fact, all we are doing is a conscious state playing the game of life. It is thought. Totally everything is thought. Thought comes at various levels. Various levels of understanding thought, until thought gets so deep there is only the one thought left, and even that vanishes as a thought of life. at that moment, there is a spiritual death, because you have truly, truly realized that all things, nothing excluded, all things are truly one. This is a beautiful state. To help guide people back to there is the most beautiful thing in the world for me to do. It is my love. Because when I see people starting to head there, and I see their health changing, their sickness is going, I get love. Because everything is love. It truly is. There is nothing that isn't love. The only thing that stops us from seeing this is our minds and our thoughts. What we have to do is investigate into ourselves, find out who we are, not on a mind level, beyond mind, where the secrets, the inner games go on, and you have no idea what's going on, because we are all ignorant. We really are. We are all ignorant of ourselves. And it's such beauty as this ignorance unfolds itself, because the second it starts to unfold, only love can take its place. It is impossible to enter into the heights of higher conscious state with anger. The law of God, the law of life, would never allow it, because it's a negative act. My advice to anyone who is searching for themselves, if there is hostility in a workshop, walk away. If they dwell on the past, walk away. Because what you were in the past, or what was done to you, should have no bearing on you whatsoever, if you could truly see. Nanaimo, Vancouver, Salt Spring, Main Island, have all started listening to tapes and getting together and talking. And the results are devastating. People with ready for a divorce overnight are finding true love, finding out the simplicity of life. The sickness have been going away. They don't know why, but it doesn't matter. They'll find out later on. When you shred ignorance away, and you throw it away, you don't need your sickness. Most of our sicknesses are put there by thought to play a negative game in life and keep us in the state where we want to be. This is why the doctors can't cure you. The doctors are getting more and more medicine, more and more staff, and they can't keep up with it. Because most of the sickness is not clinical, it's psychological. You'd be amazed, truly, truly amazed, at the psychological illnesses that you see. And it's very simple. Start listening to truth, and your life will change. You have no other choice. If you listen to truth and you hear it, you will change towards beauty, love, and understanding. It sounds so simple, nobody believes it. They taught it 2,000 years ago. It was too simple then too. Nobody believed it. They've been telling us all through time. The sages, the wise men. Nobody believes the simplicity of it. And it really is simple. Because truly, truly, all life comes from within you by a conscious state, and that conscious state is God, and you are that conscious state. You're a minute part of the whole, but because you cannot separate the whole, then you are. We all are. And all you have to do is keep listening to truth. And when you're ready, you'll hear it. Then you'll find that happiness. And the more you hear, the higher your level of conscious state will go. Therefore, life will change. Never try and change life. You'll never make it. They've been trying from the beginning of time to change life. They've had wars. They've had famines, uprisings, hostility. And they've never made it. Nobody can change life. You change you, and life will change. Because what you see is what you are. If you can understand life, you'll see beauty. You'll see the perfection of the total thing called life and the simplicity. We search for it in many, many ways. Millions of different ways. Different paths. And they all eventually lead to the right place. But eventually is a long time. And if you suffer now, when I say suffer, I mean just not too pleased with life, then investigate into yourself. Find this in yourself. No matter how crazy words sound, when they're spoken from truth, listen to them. Doesn't matter if you understand them, because I'll tell you something for sure. If you ever find a guide or a teacher that makes sense, watch them, because truth doesn't make sense. Truth is not meant to make sense. Truth is meant to be heard, and the hearing clarifies it and makes it sense. But when you start to talk and tell somebody else what you just found out, then it goes back to nonsense again until somebody else hears it. And this is what we call levels of consciousness. when you find out a little secret of this level of consciousness, then very simple to guide somebody back. That's if they're brave enough to listen. You see, in this world we're just a lesser, very little lesser things. And then God is the greater. And if we can start giving up our ego, bit by bit, all at once, the more we give up our ego, the more we're surrendering to inside. It's the ego that really causes the trouble. Find out what your ego trips are. Drop them. Just drop them. You'll never get happiness from an ego trip. Boy, I'm really jumping up and down here tonight. Must be lots of questions by now. Oh no. You're happy with your work, that's beautiful. You're supposed to be happy with your work. Really. It's a beautiful thing to love doing what you're doing. Oh no, that's beautiful. It's very important. Work is really important. Out of games, and if I started to tell you this now, all I do is get caught up in your game. Like, you just have to believe me, please. As we talk higher, beyond those games you're talking about, and if you hear something, those games will go. There won't be any ego. Because if you've got ego attached to your dropping, you're not dropping anything. You're still caught up in it. You'll know. Guaranteed, you'll know. They're both the same thing. If you're trying at all, you'll never make it. You got to give up trying completely. Like, the Bible says, seek and ye shall find it. But also, as you go on the end of that too, is it's beautiful to seek. It's what we're all doing tonight, eh? We're trying to find ourselves. But somewhere along the line, I'd say, quit searching. Give it up. Give up your search. And even for an instance, if there's a meditative state that goes on as we're talking high awareness, if you're into that meditative state at that second, whatever we're talking about, that's the level you're going to be on. Keep on flashing there. It's just very simple. It's like the people have been listening for 2 or 3 months, eh? They don't know what's happened. I don't know what's happened. Nobody cares. They just know they're a lot happier. They're trying to figure it out, and I keep saying, don't figure it out. You'll find out more. Because once you start on your journey, You got to give up the search. And this is what's wrong with most people. Most people want it so bad, they won't stop, look in the mirror, and see they've already got it. So the search. And the search in meditation doesn't work. They try yoga, doesn't work. They try Gestalt, doesn't work. And they keep going on and on and on in the search. And all the time, fully aware somewhere, the truth's popping them in the face every day in life. And even when someone comes up talking truth, they won't hear it. Because already they're enjoying the search. And the enjoyment of the search is more for them right now than what they would get from finding truth. That's their inner belief. But you gotta watch. See, because so you've got two lives. We've got a conscious state. And we know what's going on here. Like, I see all you people, I see you do this, and I see you do that, and I can talk to you people, but in my conscious state, and I know what I'm thinking. But believe me, there's an inner game going on, one that you're completely unaware of. It's the control from the past. And this control from the past makes you jump like a puppet anytime it wants. Anytime it wants, we say, gee, I feel bad today. I just feel rotten. Say, well, what's wrong with you? I don't know, I just feel rotten. Yeah? Like, why do you feel rotten? There must be something wrong. You don't know why you feel rotten. You just do. So what you've got to do is try and find out what keeps you in these negative places. And the only way you can find out is right here and now. Because here and now is the only time truth can ever be heard. You can go back into your Bibles. Jesus was probably one of the most perfect beings ever to roam the earth. But you know what we did? We started to praise a man and missed the Spirit. So back in the past, they called Jesus a carpenter. So we're all back in the past with a religion, searching for truth from the past. What they don't realize, it's here right now. It's always been here right now. But the churches, no matter which one it is, whether it be the Catholic, the Jewish, no matter which one, anyone, they're always years behind because they didn't listen to the carpenter. The carpenter was telling you, it's inside us right now. That is Christ. It's a conscious state. It's a love, a divine love, which is so pure, it is the creation of all things. And that's what we are. We go to workshops to find out how bad we are. Forget it. You should go to places to find out how good you are. Because it isn't until you find out how good you are will you realize how good the world is. It is all one thing. The other night in our house, We're working on Linda's second book. And it was about 28 people in the house at the time. And it was really beautiful, beautiful night. Much hilarity. Really so. Linda's growth in the book from the beginning, like she wrote a book called Island of Knowledge. And what it was an encounter with me from the first day she met me until now. And I'd really advise, if you want to read a nice book, you should read it. Because every page of that book has the secret you're looking for. Every single page. I think my wife and I were talking the other night, looking back when we first met Bill and Linda. This is the author of the book. How they've changed. How they've come to life. How they've found life. It was all so simple. Because you don't have to go any place to find it. It's inside. Just go back inside and find that truth. And that truth is called God. And all it is energy. The energy of all things. We've put a name on it. We call it God. So we see God sometimes as a person. There's no such thing. God is just a name. Really doesn't mean anything. It's just a name to describe something to our minds. And it describes the energy of all things.